Good morning. Welcome to our time of congregational worship this morning. Hopefully everybody made it through the time change. This time change is the easy one. It's the one that comes in the spring. Anybody ever read Winnie the Pooh or watch Winnie the Pooh movies? The blustery day. That came to my mind as I was working outside a little bit yesterday, and then our work was done because the leaves ended up in our neighbors. And our neighbor to the west does a great job of cleaning up his, so it was all taken care of. Special welcome to the family and friends of Justin and Kelsey and their two little ones as they present Tough for Baptism this morning. We have a couple of special announcements this morning. First from Lily Radabaugh with Christmas cheer, and then Missy, you'll follow her up.
Good morning. I'm representing the Fulton County Christmas Cheer, and I'd like to talk to you just for a few minutes about our holiday giveaway project that's coming up next month. I know you guys are familiar with it because I see you have the tree up already, and we really do appreciate all your support. And this is a project that we can be especially proud of because it unites the whole county. We have churches and schools, businesses, organizations, families, and individuals from all over the county that come together to help some people that are in need this time of year. And this year is no different. We have about 1,300 families that will be getting the invitation to come and do some shopping. And out of the 1,300, we're estimating about 700 families, it could be up to 800, that will return their application, and then they'll be able to come. And our goal that the holiday projects is to help people in need with love and not judgment. And the way that this week is set up is on Monday, December 5th, we accept donations at the junior building at the Wauseon Fairgrounds. And once the items are brought in, then we check for expiration dates, we sort them, and then we inventory them, and we set them up on shelves that have been built by student volunteers. And we set it up just like a store. And Tuesday, we finished doing that, and we also then set up the boxes. And the boxes each family starts out with, and this will have hygiene and cleaning supplies in there, because the government food assistance program does not allow them to purchase any laundry soap or any other cleaning supplies or personal hygiene items. So we want to make sure that they have a good start for that. And then they go through the general store and they can pick out a blanket and some towels and different items. Each year, each year we try to change up the general store a little bit, but we always have the blankets and the towels because everyone needs them and really appreciates them. We are seeing less and less of the blankets donated. I think the generation of the ladies that used to do the quilting and that aren't doing as much of that anymore. So if you ever see any blankets on sale that you think somebody would like as a gift, we would love to have them. Any size from twin up to queen size would be great. And then they get to go on into the grocery store and pick out their items. And again, they get to pick what they want. If they don't like tomato soup, but their family likes chicken noodle soup, they get to pick that. And the same with the vegetables and the fruit. We let them pick which items they will use at their home. And we also have more cleaning supplies and more personal hygiene items that they get to pick from. And then as they leave, we give them a large package of toilet paper. And if they have children in their home, they come back in and they get to go to the toy store, which is set up with brand new toys. And so that brings me to, and they can shop all day Wednesday or Thursday morning, and then Thursday we clean up afterwards. And we do this with volunteers, mainly from the schools, and other individuals show up and help out for the day. And we have, on average, 100 volunteers each day that are there to help out. And we're fortunate enough to have churches such as yourself. You guys have let me know that you can provide a meal for the volunteers on Thursday of that week. So if you decide to come out and volunteer, you don't have to pack a lunch. We will have a nice warm lunch for you that day. And I wanted to address, we do ask for monetary donations if you don't want to buy any items. And that is so that we can utilize the money by buying in bulk. And we really do try to buy in bulk locally as much as possible. A lot of the stores are very helpful in letting us do that. And but you can buy, and you'll see items on the tree. And one of the items that the toy store ladies decided to add last year was the fast food gift cards. And you might think, why do I want to donate fast food if they need other food? But those are for the teenagers in the toy store. A lot of parents are, you know, we wonder, what can we get our 16, 17, or 18-year-old, and especially to stay in our budget. So last year, Bridget and Michelle thought about it, and they thought, what teenager doesn't like to go hang out with their friends at the Taco Bell or McDonald's or Burger King? So when the parents come in of children of that age, they get to pick three $10 gift cards from three different fast food places. That way they can go and hang out with their friends and have some experiences just like everybody else. So if you would like to donate, again, you can bring the items here, bring them over to the fairgrounds, or you can go onto our website, the Fulton County Christmas Cheer.org, or you could send checks to Cheer 209 Burke Street, Archbold, Ohio. Thank you for your time and Merry Christmas.
Good morning. I'm loving all the kids in church today. This is fun. I am here. Today is the second annual alternative gift market sponsored by the Mission Committee here at church. The gift market is a way to donate to Crossroads Child and Family Services, and in turn, those funds will enable Crossroads to purchase Christmas gifts for the children who reside there. If you'd like to make a donation, the table is in the narthex this year, or if you prefer, you can also include donations in your offering envelopes. Just mark it AGM or alternative gift market. If you smaller donations can purchase items for the kids, such as crossword puzzles, paints, canvases, basketballs, and volleyballs. Larger donations could go towards things like portable DVD players, noise-canceling headphones, and things like zoo passes, so some, you know, activities for the kids to do. When you stop at the gift market table, there are donation slips available. There is a mailbox that you can put your slip and the envelope in, and your check or cash. There are also honoree cards in a box if you want to let your loved one, family member know that the gift has been given in their name. There's a card you can take. If you want, there's also a pamphlet from Crossroads if you want to slip that in there to help them know and learn a little bit more about Crossroads. If you have any questions, I'll be at the table after the service. The alternative gift market table will be up through the Sunday after Thanksgiving. The gift market is a great way to honor a family member, a loved one, or even a coworker. Celebrate the spirit of Christmas with a donation to Crossroads Child and Family Services. Thanks and Merry Christmas.
Besides Christmas cheer and the alternative gift market, there's another way that we annually share God's love at Christmas time, and that is the annual JYF poinsettia sale. So be watching for those JYF youth or check the bulletin board. Please also pay attention to the announcement on page 7 about 2023 offering envelopes. And with all that said, let us prepare our time of worship as we listen to or sing along with the praise team.
Silent skies. fallen fire, thundering ocean waves, and then kingdoms, age to age. Oh, let them praise him, praise his name.
This morning we hear from Psalm 148. Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights above. Praise him all his angels, praise him all his heavenly hosts. Praise him sun and moon, praise him all you shining stars. Praise him you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Let us pray. Dear Lord, despite your call for us to stand firm and faithful, we have often failed to do so. And despite your gift of comfort, we have sought earthly comforts that have led us away from you. And yet always, you are faithful, you are gracious and merciful, and you invite us to return to you and to seek your forgiveness. So Lord, this morning we ask that you'd forgive us, renew us, and restore us. Help us hold firm to the truth that your son Jesus died and rose for us, offering us real hope. We rejoice that we are forgiven, and we rejoice that we have eternal comfort in Jesus. And with these truths in mind, we say, amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 151a and verse 6. Please rise as you're able. Lift your voices in praise to God as we sing Waymaker and You Are Holy.
Thank you.
I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another. In our worship of God today, we have the wonderful blessing of baptizing a child. So I invite Justin and Kelsey Purcell to bring their son, Tuff, forward to be baptized. And if their daughter, Tolly, wants to come along, she's free as well. Rather stay with Grandpa. The sacrament of baptism is a time of special celebration in the life of a family and in the life and ministry of the Christian church. The sacrament of baptism is an outward and visible sign of the grace of God. And as much of the promise of the gospel is not only to us, but also to our children, as shared in Acts 3:39, baptism with water and the Holy Spirit symbolizes their acceptance into the care of Christ's church, the sign and seal of participation in God's forgiveness, and the beginning of their growth into full Christian faith and discipleship. The faith into which Tuff is to be baptized is set forth in the words of the Apostles' Creed. Let us affirm our faith together. I believe in
God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended to heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And now I ask you, Justin and Kelsey, as parents of Tuff, is it your desire that your son be baptized into this faith as we have affirmed it? If so, answer, it is. Do you promise, always with God's help, by your life and teaching, to lead Tuff toward an understanding of the Christian gospel and of the service of Jesus Christ? If so, answer, we do. Will you endeavor, God being your helper, to guide and instruct Tuff that he may be led to the confession of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, to confirmation and responsible membership in Christ's church, and to communion at the Lord's table? If so, answer, we will. Thank you. Members and friends of St. John's Christian Church, I commend to your love Tuff J. Purcell, whom we welcome into the family of God in this place. Do you who witness and celebrate this sacrament promise your love, support, and care to him as he is about to be baptized, as Tuff lives and grows in Christ? Will you support Justin and Kelsey in their efforts to guide him in the way of the gospel and to faithful service in Christ's church? If so, please offer your assent through sharing the words of the congregational pledge as printed in the bulletin. You are baptized for the Son of God, to the powerful and loving providence of God. We pledge to share the church of God, and we will support it by our example and love. Your efforts provide a loving and caring home where trust in God grows and Christ's way is chosen. Our prayers are with you and for you. May our shared body and goodness help make your death both joyful and fruitful to the glory of Almighty God. Amen. Justin and Kelsey, you have chosen to have us read the verse of Proverbs 22:6 as you present Tuff to be baptized this morning. Hear these words of Scripture. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. For this time of baptism, I am not going to hold Tuff because I have a little bit of a cold, so parents are going to hold, and I will baptize from his forehead. Tuff J. Purcell, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless, preserve, and keep you all your days, that you may so live in this world, that in the world to come you have everlasting life. Amen. A little bit wet. Let's pray. Gracious and everlasting God, you have filled the world with joy by giving us the gift of Jesus. In this time, in this moment, we pray that you would bless Tuff. May he be filled with joy. May he never stray from confessing a personal faith in you. Bless his parents, Justin and Kelsey. May they always show Tuff gratitude for the life you have given by loving and caring for him as your precious child. Bless these, your people. Unite them in the peace of Christ and the company of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We go from one little child to the children's message. So I invite children to come forward to the steps. One little child that was just so calm to the rush of little ones. Good morning. Good morning. Anybody know what I'm holding?
A stick,
a branch. What kind of branch?
A tree branch.
A tree branch. What kind of tree branch?
Where? Maple tree.
Maple tree.
Oak.
Oak. It produces red and green things.
Apples.
Apples. This is a branch that has been cut off from an apple tree. Okay. A couple of weeks ago, I was pruning one of the apple trees in the backyard because they tell you you got to prune them periodically. And this branch didn't make it through. And you can see that there's a nice straight cut because I used my pruning shears to cut it off from the apple tree. And I let it fall to the ground. When I cut it off, it had green leaves. Does it have green leaves now?
No.
They're browned and they're shriveled up. Do you think this branch will be able to produce apples next year?
No.
No, because it has been cut off. It's no longer connected to the apple tree. In our reading from the Gospel of John this morning, Jesus is teaching us that we have to remain connected to the vine. He's talking about grapes. But I don't have a grapevine in my backyard. I have an apple tree. So either it's a branch or it's a vine. Those branches get cut off because they're not healthy or they're having some issues. And for the health of the whole tree or the vine, these branches get cut off. But Jesus doesn't want us to get cut off. He wants us to remain in Him. Because you know what's going to happen to this branch? As soon as the cornfield behind our property is harvested, I'm going to burn this. I practice fire safety in my house, and so I don't want to catch the cornfield on fire because it's dry. But as soon as that's gone, I'm going to throw this into fire, and it's going to burn up. And that's what Jesus says is going to happen to people who are cut off from loving Jesus Christ. In that we remain in Christ by learning about Him, being in church, coming forward, having brave, set on the steps for children's moment, but to have family devotions at home, to read the Bible on your own, or whenever you're just sitting by yourself or with your family, you can pray. That is how we remain connected so that we're not kind of cut off and wither away. Jesus wants us to remain strong with Him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of these children. And we pray that as they continue to grow, they would know the truth of the gospel, that Jesus Christ is their Lord, Jesus Christ is their Savior, He's their teacher, He's their friend. Lord, may they just remain connected in love to Him. In Christ we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up.
We now come together as a church before the heavenly throne of our Father with our prayer requests, those needs and thoughts on our mind and our hearts. So let's pray together. Lord, Heavenly Father, you sent your Son Jesus to come down to us, to live with us, endure suffering with us, enduring temptation with us. You set him before us as our Savior and example. And Lord, by your Holy Spirit, we'd ask that you'd help strengthen us to pick up our own cross daily and follow you. Lord, we bring before your throne those who have stopped following, who have been cut off, those who have stopped bearing fruit. We'd ask that you would soften their hearts, that you'd give us wisdom to be able to share with them the good news once more, that ultimately they would follow you and bear fruit in you. Lord, help us if that's our case as well, if we have removed ourselves from your presence. Lord, help us to faithfully hear your word, Thank you for the chance to hear your word this morning, to experience your forgiveness once again, to experience your life, to experience your salvation. And now, Lord, we ask that you be with all those on our hearts and minds, those in need of prayer, of your comfort, of mercy. We ask that you be with those who are grieving, those who experience sorrow, that you would point them to the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Be with those who have experienced loss, assure them of your grace and mercy, and point them to the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, be with those who are sick, those who are injured, those who are recovering. Have mercy upon them and restore them, and point them also to the blessed resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. That in Jesus we find all hope, all comfort, all healing. Lord, for these and all else, we give it into your hands before your throne, trusting your wisdom and trusting your care. And Lord, now we pray together that prayer that you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.